Okay, today's daf Chavav. We are up to the Mishnah on Chavav Amar Aleph. Today she is sponsored by Avrami and Chavi Khan, Lila Nishmas Avrami's father, Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. So the Mishnah starts off Hapayas HaShlishi, the third pious, is Chadashim, only new people. Only people that have never been in the pious before, they're the ones who can come and do this pious. The Gemara will explain why. Laktores, that's for the Ketores. Anyone who wants, any new people who have never had a chance to do the Ketores, they can come and join in the pious. The VP, so the Mikra pious, Varvi, the fourth one, is Chadashim Im Yishanim. Anyone, new, old, doesn't make a difference. Right, it's only here, it's a contrast to the third pious. Third pious is only new. This one, back to everybody, anyone can do it, is Mimala Evarim Menakevash Lemizbeach. Who are the ones who brought the limbs of the carbon tamid from the ramp up to the Mizbeach? As we said yesterday, the Kahanim who would bring the carbon tamid in the morning would bring the limbs halfway up the ramp, leave them there, and then go daven. Say Kriya Shema. So now this Mishnah says there was a fourth pious to decide, well, who continued on. The Gemara is going to say that the Machlokes Tanoim, some held it was the same people. They went to daven, they came back. And this Mishnah doesn't hold like that. And the Mishnah holds it was a fourth pious to decide who continued taking the limbs up to the ramp. Up the ramp to the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Tana, we have a Brisa that says, Me'olam lo shana adam ba. No Kohen ever did the Ketores twice in his life. Only once, that's it. Some say that it's not so extreme. It means they never did it before everybody had a chance. Once every single Kohen did it, then they start doing repeats. But till then, no one ever did it twice. But Pashtus, it means no one ever did it twice. My time, why not? Amar of Chanina, Mipnei Shema Aseres, because it made you rich. Doing the Ketores made you rich. Therefore, they wanted to give every Kohen a chance to get rich. Therefore, no Kohen did it twice. Omalev Papal Abaya, my time, how do you know it made you rich? Ilema Mishum Dechsiv, Yasimu Ketorah Ba'apecha, Pasuk in Zos HaBracha, right? That the Levium, the Kahanim, are involved in the Ketores. Uksiv Basre, and it says right after that, Baruch Hashem Chelo, Hashem blesses such a thing. So you see they're going to become rich. If so, Ola Namis, even in Ola. Dichziv, because it says, V'cholil al mizbechecha. Right, completely burnt up. That's a reference to the Ola. That's the same Pasuk, by the way. They're both from the same Pasuk. So why shouldn't Ola be a segula for riches? Why only the Ketores? So the Gemara answers, Amaleno, ha-shchicha v'halo shchicha. The Ola was much more shchiach. The Ola could have been 100 times a day. Torah is only twice a day. So it's all much more shchiach. Rashi says, who's to say everyone's zocher to that? Rashi says, Umastabra dechi ksiv osher adelo shchicha. The riches is only less frequent. De'im lo kain nimzu hakol ashirim. Everyone's going to be rich. Certainly over the course of the year, everyone's going to be involved in olas. The Marshal explains, who's to say everyone's zocher? Every coin zocher. So, therefore, must be referring to the Ketores. And we said a few weeks ago that somehow, based on this Gemara, there's an idea that someone who's a Sandik, that there's an idea that people should not be Sandik more than once. Based on this idea, people only do Ketores once. You should only be Sandik once. There's a connection between the two. And I don't. The Ramah quotes the halacha, but in many the other Yehuda had it was common practice that the Rav or the Avedin or the Rosh Hashiva would get tzaddik much more than once in his life. Many times it would be even more than once in a single day. So it's a whole discussion about what exactly it means. I saw that there's a medrash that when Avram Avinu had a bris milah. It wasn't just he himself; it was his entire family, and when the whole not just the family, but all his rechush, right? All the people that worked for him, all his slaves, all his bnei bayis, they all became a mohel. They all got prismila. So the medrash says, I think it's a medrash tanchuma over there, Parshat Lech Lecha, that that mitzvah, that Mesiras Nefesh, everybody agreed to do it, had a tremendous reach in Cholach, very similar to the Ketoros has a reach in Cholach to Hashem, and that was one of the connections between the two. And just very interesting that from how the Ketoros come to a Sanduk, but it does. Amar Rava, now that we darshan this pasuk over here, Zos HaBracha, Rava has another drasha to say. Amar Rava, here's what he says. Lo mishkach ha-suver merabonon. You'll never find a Talmud Chacham, Demari, who knows how to paskin, Ella, the Asi Mishavit Levi, or Mishavit Yitzchak. Unless they come from Shevet Levi, or Shevet Yitzchak. How do you know? Levi, Dichsiv, Levi it says, Yoru Mishpotecha LeYaakov, right, the Horah is from Yaakov, and that's about Levi. That's about Levi. So, you want Horah? You have to go to Levi for that. And Yitzchak, what about Yitzchak? Dichsiv, it says in Divrei Hayamim, Yitzchak, Yodei Bina, they knew knowledge, Le'itim, about the times. This is a Gemara that always this pasuk always mentions that Bnei Yitzchak were involved in the Sanhedrin, because they knew about Ibra HaChodesh and Ibra HaShana. They're very involved in the Zmanim. And Lodas, Ma Yasa Yisrael, also to know what Jews should do. Meaning, they knew how to pass it, Halacha L'maisa. So, only Shevet Levi or Shevet Yitzchak. So the Gemara asks, the Eimi Yehuda, what about Shevet Yehuda? Nami, Dichziv, it says, Yehuda Mechok HaKoi, Yehuda is among my lawgivers. So what about Yehuda? Why'd you leave them out? So the Gemara says, no, Asuke Shmaitza Alibu Dehilchis HaKamina. I'm talking about people that know how to learn the Paskin Halacha L'maisa. I'm not talking about Lomdis and Be'iyun. I'm talking about being able to Paskin Halacha L'maisa. So that's what I'm referring to. So the top Tosfos asks, first of all, Yesh Maksha, Amailo Maisi Midiksiv Bitora Diksiv Lyosar Shavim Yehuda or Michokik Ben Raglov. Why did the Gemara pick a pasuk from Tehillim? Why not get the pasuk in Parshas Vayechi that says Yehuda's gonna be the lawgivers? Why do you have to go over there? So Tosfos answer is no, because Vyeshlamar Dahi Brachu. That's just a bracha. Diksiv But from the pasuk at Tehillim, I know that the bracha was realized, and that the bracha was fulfilled, and the taka were people that were into hora, they were lawgivers. Pasuk at Vayechi, just a bracha. So that's why the bar rather uses the pasuk from Tehillim. So the chiddush says, by the way, that this rule about Levi and Yitzchak having an edge in terms of being paskening, he said that's only up to the age of 40. Once you pass the age of 40, then anybody can do it. Anybody is just as mesugal to be a miyomora hara lav dafka, only those two shvatim. Also, everyone asks the question: what about David HaMelech? We know that David HaMelech was paskening. They used to bring him shailos all the time. He was a big, tremendous talmid chacham, not just a talmid chacham in the yeshiva, but in practical real life. So everyone answers. So it doesn't mean that if you don't come from these two shvatim, you can never be a rabbi. That's not what it means. It means rove, whatever reason. Rove of the shevet had the psukim say it. Rove of the shevet were more mesubel for being able to paskin. So doesn't necessarily mean that if you come from a different shevet, you're never going to have a chance. Not necessarily true. David Melech did it. So you see, it's really rove. Yeah.
Yitzchak wasn't involved in business.
Well, Yitzchak, that's right. It's interesting that the Gemara doesn't mention that. But it's Yitzchak is a bull relationship. They're going to sit, learn, and then the other ones are going to work.
But I mean, that's the Chiddush Gemara said, even though they're not in everyday life, they're still in the most qualified.
Right. You see, by the way, except for this pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, there's no indication anywhere else that Yitzchak had this edge in terms of being paskening. Levi, we know Levi was in the Avoda, in Moshe Rabbeinu, and other people answer that David HaMelech, who is David HaMelech, where did David HaMelech originate from? So we all know it came from Rus. But if you go a little further back, he's descended from Miriam, because Miriam was married to Kalev. So he has Levi in him. That's something the Farshim say. He's Levi in him, right? Because when in the beginning of the Parsha, at the beginning of Shmos, right, Shifra and Pua, what were they, Zocha? They were zochet to Kahuna and Malchus. So where's Malchus? So Kahuna we know because Yocheved was one of them, and his son, her son, was Aaron. So it's Kahuna. Where's Malchus? So one answer is no, because Miriam married Kalev, and through them they got David Melech. Malchus based David. So that's another answer. But you're right. But except for that. Except for this part, there's no indication anywhere throughout Navi that Yisachar was such a prominent Sheva in terms of halacha. You don't find that. But the Gemara answers that no, we don't want to include Yehuda because we're talking about halacha l'maisa, which seems to imply that there's a certain maila in halacha l'maisa, right? Yehuda could have been in the yeshiva. They came up with chidushim that no one ever heard before. But halacha l'maaseh, they didn't come through. So it's very interesting what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about this. And this is in his hakdamah to the Mishnah Berurah. Listen to what he says. V'hine, af shelimad Torah, whom we call masha adam lo meid, whatever person learns, afilu b'kadshim, tyrus, no matter what, whom mekayeh mitzvah to say the Talmud Torah, he mekayeh the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Listen to this. Mikol makom, nevertheless, ikur limad ha'adam, the ikur limit of a person, tzarech lihiyos b'limit ha'mevi l'day ma'isa. You should learn things that are going to better help your actions better. Right? V'alkeid amu chachmenu, oiv Hashem sharei tzion mikol mishkanot Yaakov. We had this in Brachas. Oiv Hashem sha'or mitzionah b'halacha. Hashem liked the surroundings of halacha. Yos v'batei kisiyos v'batei v'rashah shav Yaakov. More so than the shuls and the Beit Hanoshi of Yaakov. V'ayin yoredeya b'shach, shehevi b'shem ha'prisha, t'tzarech kol adam l'lumad halachas b'chol yom, shalor halacha every day, k'dei sha'alimud yivyeno dey ma'isa, they'll bring it to ma'isa. V'ayin yoredeya limud halachas, and through a learning of halachas, muftach adam l'idei chay olam haba, they'll be zochet to olam haba, ach, as long as she's our l'lumad b'chol yom, she's learning every single day, k'dei sivu gemara. And then he quotes Talmud Rabbi Eliyahu, Kol Hashar Halachas B'chol Yom. We know that one. And then he says, Be'isim B'medra Shochar Tov, Bar Kapor Omer, Lomad Adam Tre Halachas B'tafra, Yishlo Tu Halachas in the morning, Betre B'ramsha, Tu at night, Kayim Bazeh, Ubutarasa, Yehege Yomam V'layla. Right? Plural. Yomam V'layla, day and night, Ubutarasa, plural, right? Lo Tu Halachas in the morning, Tu Halachas at night, Halacha L'maisa, and then you're safe. I always wondered, you know, We had this Gemara that there are six questions they're going to ask you when you come up to Shemayim. Besides the question of asking you of were you kavata itzim l'Torah, besides that question, which is a general question, did you learn Torah? Two of the other questions are about did you learn bi'iyun? It's hevanta davar mitoch davar and palpalta b'chachma, which all in those two. So two out of the six, besides the general question, two out of the six are did you take learning to the deepest level you could? Which is very interesting, and it's just very, very. I don't have an answer to this question. Like, what should the Mishnah Berurah says? The ikar learning should be halacha l'maisa. That's the ikar learning. Can't argue with the Mishnah Berurah. But it's just interesting that when you come to Shemayim, they're going to ask you two out of the six questions are: did you take learning to a deeper level? So that must mean in the context of halacha l'maisa. So it must mean. Okay. So Amar of Yochanan. The rest of the daf now is going to get some technical halachas about the pious, more specifically the carbon tamid. This is going to continue for today until tomorrow, till actually to the end of the parak, and then on to new things. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Ein mefaisin al tamid shel bein harabayim. There's no pious for the afternoon tamid. There's no pious for that. That wasn't one of the four. Elo rather, kohen shezocha bo b'shachris, zocha bo arvis. Whichever kohen was Zocha for Shachris, they're the same ones we did in the afternoon. So we're gonna get to what about every other carbon? What about every guy brings a carbon? Who does it? We'll get to that number base. So but there's no pious for the afternoon Talmud. Whichever people did it in the morning, the same ones did it in the afternoon. Meisvei, how could that be? Because we have a brisa that says, Kashem Shemafaisin Shachris. Just that they had a pious in the morning, kach mefaisin bein harabayim. So too they had a pious in the afternoon. Same thing. Second, you tell me, aren't we talking about the carbon tamid? So the Gemara says, no, Kitanya Hahi. You know what that price is talking about? The Ketores. It's talking about the Ketores. Since the Ketores was made you rich, so for then, and we said before, nobody could do it till it was done by everybody, so they would have an extra pious to the afternoon Ketores. So the Mepharshim said, but the pious was done in the morning. When they did the pious, because we said yesterday, you could do more than one pious, at, right, it must be that this was true by Ketores anyway, or maybe not. When they did the morning, it included the afternoon one as well. They would do both in the morning. Not that there were extra pious during the day. The Gemara's going to ask that in a minute. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Tanya, but we have another verse that says, Kashem Shemafaisin lo Shachris, just like we had a pious in the morning, Kach Mafaisin lo Arvis. So too we had a pious in the afternoon. And you can't say that this is referring to the Ketores. Why not? Because it says the word lo, which is masculine. And the Ketores is a feminine word. So it should have said the word law. So it can't be that this is referring to the Ketores. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Aim a law, so change it to law. The Vaisa should have said law. And referring to the Ketores. That was a separate pious because that made you rich. So they had to divvy that to more people. But otherwise, whoever did the morning or the afternoon. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Vatanya, we have a Vaisa that says, Keshem Shem Apaisin Lo Shachwitz, just like that a pious in the morning, Kach Mephaisin Lo Arvis. So too that a pious in the afternoon. This can't be referring to the Ketores. It must be the carbon tumid. Then it says, "Ukeshem shemafaisin la shachris, kach mafaisin la arvis." So that is referring to the Ketores. So it's the first one referring to. It must be referring to the carbon tumid. If it's referring to the carbon tumid, so you see they didn't have a pious in the afternoon. Who did the carbon tumid? So the Gemara answers, "Amar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, hacha b'Shabbos askinan." No, that's on Shabbos it was different. Why? Hoil umishmaros mischadashos. Because the mishmaros changed on Shabbos. So when the afternoon tumid was brought, it was a whole new chevra of kahanim. It was a new beitav. A new mishmar. So they had to have a second pious in the afternoon because they weren't there in the morning. That's the only day that this happened. Therefore, on Shabbos it was different rules. So the Gemara asks, one second. Ulamai de Salik adaitin meikara nafshi lahu. But Ulamai de Salik adaitin meikara. What were you thinking originally? Before you came up with your answer of Shabbos, you were thinking they would have an extra pious? Then nafshi lahu paisi. There were extra piouses here. We said it's only four. So what was your havamina that they would do more? So the Gemara answers, no. Maisi kulu mitzafra. No, everybody came in the morning. Even the new mission, everyone came in the morning. And they would do the whole lottery right then, even for the afternoon. Okay? Now, the last pious, Haravi, Chadashim im Yishanim. Right? The Ravi, the fourth pious we said, we would reiterate, by the way, everybody can come back now because now we're not, it's nothing to do with money, nothing to do with riches. So even Kahan, the Dizis already are back in the pious. So Masnisa de lo Karibi Eliezer ben Yaakov. This Mishnah does not go like the Shita of Eliezer ben Yaakov. What's the Shita? Ditnan. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. He says Hamayla Evarim Lekevesh. Whoever was the one who brought the limbs halfway up the ramp, Hu Mayla Osu Lemizbeach. They are the same ones who brought it fully up to the top, as we said yesterday. The carbon tamid, they would bring the limbs halfway up the ramp, and then go daven. Go say Kriyat Shema and Berachas Kahanim, a few davenings. Then what happened? So according to our Mishnah, they had a brand new pious. Who's taking them now the rest of the way up the ramp? According to Rabbi Yaakov, no, there was no pious. It was the same ones. Same ones who left it there, went back. What's going on here? So what are they arguing in? Why would it be different people as opposed to the same people? So the Gemara says, Mar Savar, Berob Am Hadras Melech. Bring more people. The more people that are involved in the mitzvah, the better off you are. So have a brand new pious, get more people to finish up. Unbelievable. So beautiful. Umar Savar, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds, no, just the opposite. Makom Shechina Lav Urach Ara. It's improper in front of the Shechina to do half a job. It's improper. It looks like you're not interested in it. It looks like you're walking away from a job. I'll leave it here and I'll walk away. And someone else will finish my finish where I started. That's not right. It's amazing how it's two opposite ends of the spectrum. It's the exact same action. This is very interesting. Either it's better or it's the worst. So that's what they're arguing in. So, so that's the machlokes. So that therefore each one has their own shita. Now, Amar Rava, Lo Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov isled Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said earlier in the week, maybe even yesterday, the day before, that there was no separate pious to decide who helped out with the Ketores. We said that you need two people, because you have to have one person holding the shovel, and one person gets the coals from the outer Mizbeach to bring it to the inner Mizbeach. There's no separate pious for that. But according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, there was. Because he holds there was no pious for the ramp. He doesn't dispute there were four piouses during the day. So what's the fourth one? It must be this. So Rava says, Lo Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov isled Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't hold up Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, there's no pious for that. There's no pious for the second Ketores guy. The first one would pick somebody because he holds that there was no pious for this, and V'lo Rabbi Yehuda Israel Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Yehuda does not hold like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov that there was no pious who took the limbs the rest of the way up the ramp onto the Mizbeach. There's no pious for that. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov holds there was no pious for that. Rabbi Yehuda holds there certainly was. So they're arguing about that as well. They're arguing about both. It's a consistent shita. The im came, because if you're going to hold that they held like each other, so but rule who pious is. It's one pious missing. Right? Everyone agrees to the four, and if you're going to say this, they're only going to be three. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara doesn't answer, so the Gemara says, v'im mishkachas tana, the tani chamesh, and if you're going to find a tana, somewhere out there, who says five, if you're going to find such a tana, hahu, the lo kribi, let's say ben Yaakov, the lo kribi huda, it can't be either one. Yeah, I don't know. Like, what's that doing?
Someone says 10, also.
Right. It must be that there was some shita that held 5.
Who would say that?
Just, maybe to say that they don't. Maybe to tell you that Rabbi Yehuda, let's say, for example, he holds there was no pious for the second Ketores. So maybe.
Someone says
both. Could be. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Tamid Karav Betisha. A Tamid was involved with 9 people, or Ba'asara, or 10, or Ba'achar Asara, or 11, or Bishneimasa, or 12. Lo Pachos v'lo Yoser. Never more, never less. So yesterday we said there were 13. Remember? Rashi says, Mishas Halachas Evar Be'ele, Kalchashiv. No, we're talking about here from the time they start bringing the limbs. All the preparatory things, who shechted, who, that we're not discussing. So that's why it's less people here than before. Yes, at the bottom of the Amid we're going to mention. So it's either 13 or 14 or 15, depending on extra things, a Shabbos, Yontif, extra things going on that required more Kahana. So the 9 here doesn't say, on a simple day it was 9. It doesn't conflict with what we said yesterday, that it was 13, because yesterday we included all the Halacha, the Zrika, all that was included. Here it's not included. Here we're just talking about the actual carrying the limbs up. That was 9 people, 9 kahanim. Sometimes it could have been up to 12. How so? Ketad, how so? Atzmo betes. In a normal world, on a normal day of the year, it was 9 kahanim. 9 kahanim. Rashi says, V'chol yom tisha, chamisha le'ivarim, 5 for the limbs, ve'echad le'kravim, 1 for the innards, ve'echad le'solas, 1 for the souls, ve'echad le'chavitin, 1 for the chavitin, ve'echad le'yayin, and 1 for the wine. You have 9. It's 9 people. Okay? Bechag, if it was Sukkot, then Biyad Echad Sluchas Shalmayim. And there was a ten. Harei Kan Asara. That's 10. Why? Because on Sukkot, there was a din of Nisa Chamayim, pouring the water. So that was being held by an extra Kohen. So they have 10. Bein Harabayim, in the afternoon Tamid, was the Achar Asar. Normally it was 11. On a general rule, it was 11. Why 2 more? Hu atzmo betisha, like we said, the standard 9, and v'shnayim v'yadayim shnei gizri etzim, and 2 other kahanim, each one carried up a log, 2 logs. So you needed 2 kahanim for that, 2 special logs to light the carbon tamid. Let's look and talk about it. What about in the morning? In the morning, first of all, we're going to have psukim. Only one Kohen did it. And he's not even part of the nine, because it could have been done any time earlier in the night. So since it could have been done earlier, it wasn't part of the cheshbon of the Kahana. Could have been done by anybody. So it's not counted. So in the morning there was one, and the afternoon there was two. The Gemara is going to line up psukim. We're going to have it now. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, ba'achar asar, there was 11. Why 11? Hu atzmo b'tisha, normally 9. B'shtei b'yadayim, shnei b'zichei levona, shalechem aponim. And they also brought the two, each one held one of the spoons that held the levona from the lechem aponim, which was brought on the mizbeach. Save 11. U'b'Shabbos, shabbosoch achag, and if it was Shabbos and Sukkot together, then biyad echad shel tzlucha shel mayim. There was an extra kohen, that's 12. Extra kohen for the mayim, that's 12. No, you can't have more than 12. So the Gemara says, Amar Abba, v'item Rabbi Bar Chama, v'item Rabbi Yochanan, ein menas kid mayim b'chag, el b'tamet shel shachar. The only time they would ever pour water on Sukkot was by the tamet shel shachar. Not by the tamet shel bein arbayim. Mimai, how do you know? Because midiktoni, our Mishnah said, u b'Shabbos shebesoch hachag, on Shabbos during the chag, biyad echad shluchas shalmayim. One person held the water. Now, v'isol kadaitach to tamet shel bein arbayim menaskin. If you're going to tell me that in the tamet shel bein arbayim they also brought water, then b'chol na'im mishkachas la. I can also have 12 on during the week. Why? In the afternoon, they had the two logs of wood. In the morning, they didn't. So in the afternoon, they had two logs of wood. If you add another guy for holding the water, you have 12. Since the Mishnah only said you could only have 12 on Shabbos, not during the week, that's a raya, that during the week, there was no mayim in the afternoon. Otherwise, you'd have the same 12. So therefore, it must be that it's a raya, and the Gemara doesn't say you're right. We have a Mefarish Braisa. So before we get to the Braisa, the Binyan Sion asks, is the water part of the Talmud process, or is it independent? He says, what's a nafkamina? Let's say you don't have an animal. You don't have a carbon Talmud today. You check, you can't find one without a mum. So do you do the Nisach HaMayim? So that's the discussion he has. Like, is it independent, or is it part of the Talmud? You don't bring the Talmud, what could you do? Or is it separate? Anyway, how do we have a brisa that supports the fact that it was only brought in the morning? Listen to this raya. Because the brisa says, ulemenaseich, to the guy who's doing the nisach hamayim, omer lo, we would tell him, hag beyadcha, raise up your hand, we want to see that you're going to pour this water down the hole, down the shisin, down the hole by the mizbeah, to make sure it goes to the underground places. We want to make sure you're going to do this. Pour it into the mizbeah, in the hole that's set aside for it. Why? Shepamech, at one time, Nasach Agabi Raglov, the Kohen Gadol poured it on his feet. Why? Rashi explains that this Gemara is in Sukkah, because he was a Tzaduki. And he didn't believe in Nisach HaMayim. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, Nisach HaMayim. It's learned out from when the Torah in Parashas Pinchas goes through all the Karbanos of Sukkot, there's an extra Mem, an extra Yud, an extra Mem, which alludes to Mayim, the idea of Nisach HaMayim on Sukkot. They don't believe in that. So he didn't believe, why am I doing water? Every day it's wine. Torah says wine. All of a sudden on Sukkot you come up with a water. So he poured it on his feet. He poured it on his feet to show that he didn't believe in the halacha. I don't have to pour it. I pour it on my feet. That's what he did. But we didn't get to the raya yet. Here's the raya. V'ragmuhu kol ha'am ba'esrogehen. And everybody threw their esrogim at the guy, at the kohen gadol, because they were angry he didn't follow the halacha. That's a raya that only you do it in the morning. What's the raya? Because apparently nobody would have the esrog in the afternoon. What have you esrog for? It's not davening. In the morning it was davening that had an esrog. So it must be the story only could have happened in the morning. That's the raya. Even though the Gemara says that the Anshei Yerushalayim, when they went to Mavaka Cholim, they had a little of an esrog with them. When they went to the market, they had a little of an esrog with them. Used to carry it all day. So some say, because but they certainly wouldn't have brought it back right before Shkia when they're not davening anyway. So then already it was over. So by virtue of all this, it must be it was only in the morning. And that's a raya that they only had Nizach HaMayim in the morning. Shema Aminah, that's a good raya. You're right, that's a raya. Fine. Tanya, new but similar. Rishim Bayechai Omer. Minayin Talmud Shal Bein Harbayim. How do you know that the Talmud of Bein Harbayim Shetu'un in Shnei Gizri Eitz in Bishnei Kahanim? How do you know that the Talmud of Bein Harbayim required two logs to be brought by two separate Kahanim, like we said before? So the Gemara says, Shenemar, it says in the 8th Pasuk of the Sefer Vayikra, Shenemar, V'orchu Eitzim, it says over there, V'orchu B'nei Aharon HaKohanim, Es HaNesachim, V'zeroj, V'zapadr, Al HaEitzim, Asher Al HaEish, Asher Al HaMizbeach. That Pasuk is not talking about the Talmud Shabbein Arbayim. It's talking about, I think, whatever it is, it's not talking about the Talmud Shabbein Arbayim. The Gemara says, In Eino Inyan Talmud Shal Shachar, right? Now, apparently it's talking about the Talmud Shal Shachar, but I don't need that. You know why? Because I already know, Diksiv, because it says, Uvir Aleha Kod, Eitzim Baboker Baboker, V'orach Aleha. Right? The Pasuk in Parashat Tzav says, V'eish Alamizbeach Tukad Bo, Losif Beh, Uvir Aleha Kod, Eitzim Baboker Baboker, V'orach Aleha, Ola, V'hikdir Aleha Chalveh Shlavim. I already know that in the morning, it says it straight out, that the morning should have a log there. I already know that. So why in Parshas Vayikra did it say, V'orchu b'nei Aaron al ha'etim? So the Gemara says, if you don't need it for the issue of Tamash al Shachar, t'nehu idil Tamash al Bein Harbayim. So use it for the afternoon. This is one of the drashos, that not from that one of the Yudgimel Midos, it's from the secondary level of drashos. The 32 midos of Rabbi, I think it's Rabbi Eliezer, Benosho, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, other midos about how Torah is darshan. I don't need it here. It's written for a reason. Yes, it's written for the reason of Talmud Shal Bein Harbayim. So the Gemara asks, the Ema, Adi Va'adi Talmud Shal Shachar, maybe both spoken about by the Talmud Shal Shachar, the Amar and the Rahman, and the Torah is saying, Avid V'hadir Avid. Do it twice. Do it twice. Do it. One person has to do it. The other person says to do it twice. So the Gemara says, Im Cain, if that were true, that you wanted the same person to do it twice, Neimakra Uvier Uvier. The Torah should have said in both places, Uvier, which means to have it burn. But it doesn't say that. In the Pasuk in Parashat Vayikra, it says, V'archu. And they should set it up. It doesn't mention anything about being Uvier. So the Torah says it can't be we're talking about the same event. Because if we're talking about the same event, the Torah should have been consistent. We're talking about two different events. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. E kasar rachmana uvier, if it would have said uvier, hava mina, I would have thought, chad in tre lo. Only one and not two people. Because uvier is singular. Kamash malan, dineved chad, dineved tre. Kamash Malan, one person should do it, and then I wouldn't know about two people. So the Gemara says, Im kein neimakra uvier uvaru, inami v'orech v'orchu, mai uvier v'orchu, shma mina k'dikam rinan. What's going on? What the Gemara says is, in Parashat Vayikra it says v'orchu, which is plural, and it doesn't mention uvier. And in Parashat Tzav, it just says uvier, in the Lashon singular. And then it says, by the way, the Mefarshim mentions, and it says v'orach, in the singular. So don't tell me we're talking about the same event. We're certainly not. One's talking about one, one's plural. Minimum plural is two. One says v'arach, one person should set it up. And the Pasuk in Vayikra says v'arachu. Plural should set it up. And it doesn't say uvir in Parashat Vayikra. So don't tell me we're talking about the same event. It must be we're talking about two different events. And we go back to in Eino Inyan, if I don't need the Pasuk in Vayikra, which by the way I mentioned is two, it's the plural one, it must be talking about the Talmud Shal Bein Harbayim. That's how I know that the Talmud Shal Bein Harbayim, there are two Kahanim to bring two logs. Like we said before, Talmud Shal Shachar is only one coin to bring two logs. One log. One coin to bring one log. That's not even part of the list because it can be done in the middle of the night. So they probably wouldn't have done it anyway till the morning because they were burning fats from the night before. But still, since it could have been, it's not included. This is the Gemara says. Fine. Then the Gemara just finishes off. Tanya Rebchia, pious. So the pious that we mentioned yesterday was Pa'amim Yud Gimel. Sometimes it was 13. In a standard day, it was 13. Pa'amim Yud Dalet, sometimes 14. Pa'amim Tezvav, to Apavim Tezayim. Rashi says all these are, if it was Shabbos, it was Shabbos and Sukkot. So that's how the 13 is standard. The 9 from our Mishnah about carrying up the limbs. The remaining 4 were the people that did the Karbanos, the Shechita, the Zrika, the Alacha, like all that. And on every Yontif, they would add, Yontif Shabbos, they would add more people for the more events. So the Gemara says, Vatani Yud Zayin. We have a Brisa that says it was 17. So the Gemara says, No, Hahu Delokur Elazar ben Yaakov. That can't be Elazar ben Yaakov. Ela Reb Yehuda. That what? That there was no extra person who did the extra Ketores. And by the way, Rashi points out in the Mishnah that our Mishnah is going like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, that there was no pious for the one who brought the things up the ramp. There was no extra person for that. That's what Rashi says in our Mishnah, in this Mishnah. Probably we could do the next Mishnah. That's the Mishnah. Right, so that's a kasha. So Rashi, it's a very long Rashi here. The whole gears to change. Right, it's a problem. So the Gemara says, Ayel Karev Ba'achad Asar. The Ayel was brought with 11 people. An Ayel, a regular Ayel. Habasar Bechamisha. The meat was brought up with 5 people. Hakirbayim Vasolas Vayayin. The Kirbayim, the Solas and the Yayin, was Bishnayim Shnayim. 2 people each. Why 2 people each? So first of all, it was heavier, it was a bigger animal. And Rashi says that since the Solas was doubled, so you needed 2 people. Even though it wasn't necessarily heavier, but you needed 2 people. Most of the reasons why there's more people here is because it's a heavier animal. It's a bigger animal, so it was heavier to carry. Par. An ox, par, kara of the eshev arba, 24 people, 24 kahanim. Harosh v'haregel, regarding the rosh and the regel, that was always first. Harosh v'echad, the head was 1, v'regel b'shnayim, regel was 2, it was heavier. Ha'ukitz v'haregel, the tail and the other regel. Ha'ukitz b'shnayim, the tail with 2, v'haregel b'shnayim, and the regel with 2. Hachazah v'hagara, the breast and the throat. Hachazah v'echad, well, that was with 1, v'hagara b'shlosha, the gar was with 3. It doesn't just mean the throat, it means all the intestines. A lot of the area, a lot of the body that was connected to the throat was also included in this. Shtei yadayim, b'shnayim, the two forelegs with 2. V'shtei defanos, b'shnayim, the 2 flanks with 2. Hakirbayim, the innards, v'asolas, and the solas, v'ayayin, and the wine, v'shlosha, shlosha, 3 people each. So the Gemara says, v'med devar mamurim, what was that? V'kavanos tzibur, with kavanos tzibur. Aval kavanos yachid, but with a carpet yachid, im rotel hakriv makriv. Whoever wanted to do it could do it. Anybody. Hafshitin vanituchin, flaying the animal and cutting it up. Shal elu ve'elu shavin. Every carbon was the same din. Rashi says, but the Gemara is going to say, it could have done anybody. Even a czar. Even a czar could do that. That ends the Gemara. We'll continue the Gemara tomorrow. But the bottom Tosfos points out, what about, we didn't mention anything about Derech Hilucho, no one says anything about that, the way it's walking, the way it's, which one's better, which one's flayed, the way it's flayed. We don't mention any of that. So he discusses whether or not it's a machlokas and what the order would be. He goes through the order, how it would work out. So it's one issue. So what about when a guy brought an ordinary carbon? What happened? So it's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that the Baal Abbas could select any kohen he wanted. Who's on the Mishmar? Oh, who's on the Mishmar? Oh, he's my brother-in-law. I want him. What?
He doesn't know anyone.
So if he doesn't know anyone, he doesn't know anyone. But if he did, he could. Tosfos says no. It was whichever Kohen got there first. And believe it or not, there are some Mefarshim that explain if they were fighting, if they couldn't agree on an ordinary carbon, because the ordinary ones was where the food was. Right? That's where the meat was. There's no meat on an Ola. If there would be disagreement, then they would have a pious. They would have a lottery. So the guy brings an ordinary shlomim because he's happy, he's thanking Hashem, and it's a big fat juicy carbon. The kahanim would have to do a pious. If they couldn't agree, they would have to do a pious. Who would get it? Rashi says that the Baal could select. Tosfos says no, kol kodam zacha, and then they would have a pious if they couldn't have an agreement. Alright, so tomorrow one more day of technical kodjim, and then we get back to Rosh Hashanah. I mean Yom Kippur, I'm sorry.